From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
You can suddenly see when you look at the Treasury data why Nicola's in the state she is.
Yeah, just a quick comment on this. We've been talking about growth this week with the fourth quarter growth figure, the GDP number due out tomorrow. So Treasury obviously are setting the forecasts, so working with the government at the moment to build into the budget. And so they're right in the middle of that work right now. Yesterday we got the latest release of the fortnightly economic update, which I do recommend to you if you're interested in this sort of things of this nature. Anyway, the starting comment of that missive: a range of indicators released over the fortnight confirm New Zealand is in the midst of a severe economic slowdown, which implies there was another quarter of flat GDP in December and ongoing declines on a per capita basis. So that, Mike, is a fairly tough landscape in which to sculpt your first government budget, isn't it?
Exactly. And speaking of which, it hasn't helped this morning with the dairy. Is this going to affect the price ultimately? We've had two in a row now.
Yeah, look, at mind, I suspect people will be lingering over their spreadsheets. So the global dairy trade auction overnight, there's been another fall in the global dairy trade price index. And it's really the magnitude of some of the falls and some of the key ingredients here. So you've had a 2.8% fall, and that follows a 2.3% fall in the outcome on the 5th of March. The context is here is we had a nice trend going, didn't we, from the low point in sort of global dairy demand from August last year. But it looks like it may have peaked. And so, yeah, it does raise the question of whether or not we'll get, you know, revisions to the farm gate milk price, which have been going up sort of quite nicely. And the problem is skim milk powder fell 4.8%. Now, that's now retraced all of its gains since October last year. And it has been quite a steep sell-off, pretty much 10% fall since the 20th of February. And whole milk powder, which has now fallen for the last three auctions in a row, of a similar magnitude, a 9.2% fall there from the peak. Global Dairy Trade Pulse Auction futures pricing had sort of suggested some weakness. We are still lacking the demand from China. And I would like to see this nascent weakening trend stabilise at the next auction.
Well, wouldn't we all? I was watching the Reserve Bank Governor out of Australia yesterday. She was quite categorical, as far as I could work out. They don't know what's going on.
Yeah, uncertainty was a sort of a key theme there. So they reviewed the cash rate across the Tasman yesterday, left the cash rate steady at 4.35%. Sort of they noted that the high interest rates are working to establish what they term a more sustainable balance between aggregate demand and supply in the economy. Yet it's very much stressed that the economic outlook is uncertain. The comments that received the most attention, I think, they made this very strong comment that returning inflation to target within a reasonable time frame remains the board's highest priority, and they are not ruling anything in or out. Look, the market has sort of said, yes, there are still hawkish inferences in there, but the market has interpreted the statement and comments that there's a slight softening of the hawkish bias, and that was reflected in wholesale interest rates, which fell a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. And then we come to Japan, which is sort of a story all on its own, isn't it? But they're on the way up.
Yeah, how long have we got? I mean, if you wanted to sort of delve into this, the Bank of Japan has joined the land of positive interest rates, so quite a momentous occasion. They've hiked rates for the first time since, get this, 2007. It's also ended these unorthodox measures that they had. They had this yield curve control program. They had all other funky stuff that they were doing. They're the last country in the world to end negative interest rates. They're still trying to get inflation up to 2%. So they've raised, it's hardly a massive move though. They've raised rates by 10 basis points, taking the policy rate from minus 0.1 to zero. The trigger for this would appear to be these wage negotiations, which have come to a head in the last couple of days. So Japan's biggest companies have agreed to raise wages by 5.28% in 2024. That's the biggest wage hike in 33 years. I'll tell you one interesting thing, Mike. I don't know if you're people you're talking to, but lots of people go on holiday to Japan because they haven't had inflation, so it's cheap.
Yes, it is.
So the holiday makers won't want to see.
If you've ever been to Japan, it's hellishly expensive at the best of
times. I have never been, Mike.
Oh, you should go.
There you go.
I would thoroughly recommend it. They're beautiful people. It's fabulous architecture. It's in sensational shopping and magnificent food.
Fantastic.
You'll never
I'll put
back.
It on the to-do list.
Do it. What are the numbers?
Well, the US markets are cautiously optimistic about the Federal Reserve, which will be due out tomorrow morning. So all their markets are up at the moment. The Dow Jones up 257 points, 39,047. The S&P 500 up just under 20 points, 5168. And the NASDAQ also in on that party, up 0.2%, 16,136 overnight. A small gain in the FTSE 100, 0.2%, 7738. The Nikkei is flirting with the 40,000 mark, 40,003 at the moment. That was up 0.2% yesterday. Shanghai Composite fell about 0.75%, 3062 the close. The Australian market was cheered by the RBA. It gained 0.36%, 7703, and we gained 0.75% on the NZX 50 yesterday, up 90 basis points, 11,817. Kiwi, 0.6052 against the US, 0.9264 Aussie, 0.5571 Euro, 0.4756 pounds, 91.35 Japanese yen, gold $2,154, and you've been talking about oil, Mike, the price creeping up, $87.67.
We've got to make catch up tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmowealth.co.nz.